One of Momstown's favorite on-the-go snacks is Be Bold Energy Bar. Be Bold Bars was started by Stacy Madison, the founder of Stacy's Pita Chips. They are delicious energy bars made of nut butters, nuts, maple, wildflower, honey, and chia. There are two flavors, almond butter and peanut butter. They are gluten-free, dairy-free, kosher, and have 18 grams of whole grain. You can find them at Wegmans, Harris Teeter, Publix, and online at BeBoldBars.com or Amazon. You can follow them on Instagram at BeBoldBars. You guys are definitely going to want to try them. Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we're shining a light on you, you mom creator. We're bringing you tips, tricks, shortcuts, and breakthroughs. And we are here again with Tracy Pay, our resident misorganized Momstown expert.
Yes, an expert like none other.
Expert, I mean, honestly.
You need your own show.
That's what I've been saying. Where is this show?
Her own show on the Momstown Podcast Network.
Yes, well, that's going to happen.
Duh.
But getting, gosh, man, you've been on local TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
But you have half the amount of time to expound on your wisdom.
Right. Yeah. You've got like a 3-minute segment on the news and, you know, three or four.
They try to control you.
Anything in a 2-minute package.
No.
This is way
more fun.
That's
why I never get into any, like, the psychology. Most of this stuff I do on television, it's not about the psychology at all because everybody wants to know the tips and the tricks and the, you know.
Like we talk about tips, tricks, shortcuts, and breakthroughs. Yeah. But we're really like this is.
We're diving into the deep stuff.
We're diving into the deep stuff. And this is what people want to understand.
Yeah.
Like we just had a huge.
People need to understand.
We just had a, in one of our previous episodes, had a huge breakthrough in my closet.
Yep.
Right?
In just minutes.
That was awesome.
In just minutes.
And my closet has to be the same as a lot of other, are you listening? It's got to be the same as a lot of other closets out there.
Yeah, I go through my closet. It's organized. There's nothing on the floor. That's fine. But there's stuff that if I went, haven't worn that in 4 years.
Bye-bye.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That type of thing. And these jeans fit, but they look stupid because they're out of date. By 20
Do
years.
Do jeans actually go out of date? And then they come back in. So if you had like those high-waisted jeans, you know how they
No, that's not happening.
Anyway. So, no?
All right. Today, Tracy, explain to us what is rebellion clutter?
Oh, boy, rebellion clutter. It is just really something else. It took me years to figure this out. And how I figured this out was I was at a client's house one day. And this was a really tough client. Of all the clients I've dealt with, this is one of the tougher clients that I've had. Just really mentally challenging person. Just challenged me on everything. And there, her husband was the one who called me. And by the way, I will never do this again. I wrote a chapter in my book about this situation where it's the husband basically threatening the wife, saying, I'm going to divorce you unless you let me have an organizer. Because they get to that point where they're so exasperated and that's their only...
Was it a hoarding situation?
It was definitely a hoarding situation.
It's almost as bad as buying her a vacuum.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. So, but the thing is that it just creates a dynamic that it's a horrible dynamic for a third party
well,
to step into.
Well, because she hadn't made the decision to do
right,
this.
Absolutely. And that's how this plays
her
out.
What to do.
And this is how this rebellion clutter plays out. So one day we're sitting at the table and I'm just trying everything I could to mentally get through to this woman. And her husband, he did the technique that he always does, which I agree with this technique. I call it not staging, it's consolidating, right? Where you just go around the room and you pick up all the loose ends. And you put them all in one little spot in front of you so that it's more efficient to do it that way. So that's what he would do. She would layer stuff all over the place. So he would go and gather it up and then put in a little right there, you know, in front of her. Well, that pissed her off. Can I say that word? Sorry.
Yeah.
But it really made her mad.
There's a lot of things you can say in podcasting that
really?
You can't say on
Oh,
yeah.
Don't even get me started. Give me a bottle of whiskey and we'll really start talking.
There turns on podcasting. It's a whole new angle. I do have a wine fridge in my studio.
Oh, can we do it?
It's true.
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that again. But what he did was, oh, my God, it was so funny. He took her stuff, threw it on the table while I was sitting in front of them, and walks away.
But that's embarrassing
and disrespectful. Well, 100%. And he walks away just all like, yum, 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 yum. Walks away, and she looks at me, and she goes, and that's why I spend money on his credit cards.
Ooh.
And I realized there was nothing I could do. Everything I had done at that point to try to help this woman and get their house, it was all going to go right back to the way it was instantly.
Well, and then he doesn't even recognize that he's the source.
He doesn't recognize because he thinks he's right.
He's one, and on the surface he is, but underneath it all, he's creating this feeling in her.
100%. And she's just defending herself. But here's the thing, is that rebellion clutter starts in childhood. Your organizational habits, it all starts in childhood. It's the programming that you receive. That's what a good majority of my book is about, is the programming behind, you know, the messages we got as children around stuff and space. And what happens, I've noticed, is that people who grow up with overly controlling parents, a lot of, you know, I hate to say it, I have OCD. So, you know, I'm sorry on behalf of everybody who's had to experience somebody who has OCD. It's not always fun. I've learned how to manage it and not make it controlling so that it can, you know, really just take over somebody's life. You know, I really was careful about that with my daughter because I saw how damaging it could be in parental relationships. And what happens is when somebody goes up with a controlling parent who says, your room is going to be like this, you're going to have this kind of furniture, you're going to have these colors on the walls, you're going to hang your clothes, I know you want to fold them, but you're going to hang them, you know, I want things done this way, blah, 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 blah. A lot of times what winds up happening is they grow up and they get this print programming. That's the rebellion programming, which is, it's my stuff, it's my space, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah. Mm.
And like what we were saying earlier, what, I'll cut off my nose to spite my face. Mm-hmm. So basically they start sabotaging themselves all in the name of trying to prove that nobody can tell them what to do with their state, but they're hurting themselves
right.
in the process. And then the other really interesting thing, it almost always shows up in the marriages. Mm. So 9 times out of 10, if they haven't fixed that and haven't realized that pattern in themselves, that they have this programming that makes them want to rebel against somebody who's trying to have a clean space or telling them how to set up the space or whatever, then it comes into the marriage relationship. And then that whole kid dynamic, it plays out. So I almost never go into homes where both of them have the same kind of style. There's usually one who's more the clutter bug, the more the emotional one.
Uh-huh.
And then there's usually the one who's more the type A, likes things clean. And it's a clash of the titans. So
whatever happened with that client?
That's funny you asked that question, because I think I worked with her for months. I think I would go back like maybe at least twice a week for maybe 3, 4, 5 months, whatever, something like that. And I think I had literally 3 hours left of that contract. And the woman, she just finally sent me over the edge. I can't remember I remember at one point she even said something like, okay, I'm getting really angry now. It's probably better if you just leave. And I was still at that place where I'm just like, no, you know, let's work it out. You know, let's work through this. And now I don't deal with that anymore. You know, if somebody gives me that kind of attitude,
she did not want you there.
She didn't want me there. That was the bottom line.
So every time she saw you,
she was just pushing me
away. It had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with her relationship with her
husband. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And the thing is
that's a hard situation.
It's a hard situation. And that's why I will never do the situation again where the husband's calling me and saying, like, my wife needs help. Okay, no, I won't do it anymore, because it automatically, and I understand this, I'm a woman, I wouldn't be too happy if some woman comes into my house and starts, you know, trying to see what needs to be fixed, because then the interpretation is that it's my fault.
Especially looking as pretty as you are.
Thank you
know what I mean?
Well, nobody wants your husband to bring in another woman and say, 100%. Oh, this is the person who's going to straighten you out.
No. Right.
That's not.
No. Cool. And I wish I knew that at the beginning of my career, because I wouldn't have put myself in those situations.
How many things have we learned over the years in our all respective careers on, I would never do that again.
Well, absolutely.
I would never do that again.
Yeah,
you just learn, right?
I just actually had a client call me just the other day. This was one of my best clients. And his wife and I really, really connected during the process. It was a very emotional process for her, but her and I really got connected. And sometimes I do that with my clients. I get real, like, I get into friendships with them. But anyways, we made some good progress. But again, I knew it was one of those situations that it wasn't going to change. And he just called me the other day and says, I want to do a surprise. She's going to be out of town and I want you to come here. And I was like, have you told her that?
Right.
He's like, no, I was going to leave it a surprise. I'm like, I am not stepping into that situation for one. You better have the conversation with her. And he did. And I said, okay, I followed up, you know, okay. Which he says it was a disaster. It's like, oh, thank God.
Well, can you imagine coming home and then somebody's been rifling through all your stuff and doing, you know?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, a friend of mine, her mom would fly out and rearrange her kitchen.
Without her permission?
Right, just go in and rearrange
stuff on
her.
Oh, my God.
That's a nightmare. But this, with the husband doing it,
that's
not good.
No.
So, yeah, boy, that would be offensive.
It would absolutely, you know, and
But this is all tied to relationships and what you're talking about, like the overall thing about uncluttering and having this be your own decision and you coming into this and how you want to live your life from the inside out.
That's right. All right, yeah. Tracy Pay, thank you, MissOrganized.com. All right, head over to MomsTown.com and sign up for the newsletter. We're creating something super special, and we want you to be part of it.
Be bold, be creative. MomsTown 365, here for you every day.
Hi, it's Mary, and I want to tell you about Banana Wave, a shelf-stable plant-based banana milk that's delicious. It is non-GMO, has B vitamins, gluten-free, and kosher. Try strawberry, unsweetened chocolate, mango, or the original. BananaWave.love. It's nutritious, made delicious. BananaWave.love.